pergola next to Isaac's altar. We are standing at the foot of Isaac's altar. According to Sumerian tradition, this is where the binding of Isaac took place. Later in our tour, we will reach another important site, Gvaot Olam, which means hills of the world. According to Sumerian tradition, this was the site of the foundation of the world. Here, the Israelites erected 12 stones after they crossed the Jordan River. And here is where the ceremony of the blessings and curses was held. The blessings were promised to those who kept the commandments, and the curses to those who transgressed them. And Mount Gerizim is the mountain of the blessings, chosen by God. Upon it, a sacred precinct was constructed. According to Jewish tradition, all of the events attributed to this site took place at different locations, and the Jews built their holy temple in Jerusalem. So, are the Samaritans Jews? The simple answer is no, they are not Jews, and they do not claim to be Jewish. Jews are the descendants of Judah, while the Samaritans claim that they are the descendants of the tribes of Levi, Ephraim, and Manasseh. They call themselves the Observant Israelites, from the Hebrew word Shomer, hence the name Samaritan. Essentially, the Jews and the Samaritans are two different groups. They both originate from the 12 tribes, they share a belief in the same God, and they have similar traditions, but in relation to different sites. If so, when did the Jews and Samaritans split? After the reign of King Saul, David, and Solomon, the united monarchy of Israel broke off, and two sister kingdoms were formed. The Kingdom of Judea in the south, with Jerusalem as its capital, and the Kingdom of Israel in the north, with its capital the city of Samaria, called Sebastia today. In the 8th century BCE, the king of Assyria reached the Kingdom of Israel, destroying it and exiling its leaders and some of its population to the east. This event is known as the Exile of Israel or the Assyrian Exile. The Assyrians did not leave the cities of the Kingdom of Israel empty, instead populating them with peoples from other regions that they had conquered. According to the biblical Book of Kings, populations from the cities of Eva, Kuta, Hamat, and Sepharvaim, the region of modern-day Baghdad, were settled here. During this period, the Kingdom of Judea was still sovereign. Less than 150 years later, the Babylonians conquered the Kingdom of Judea, destroying Jerusalem and its temple and exiling the population to Babylon. 70 years later, the members of the tribe of Judah exiled in Babylon returned to Zion to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Those people who had remained in Samaria and had not been exiled claimed that they were the remaining members of the Israelite people, meaning the descendants of Levi, Ephraim, and Manasseh. After a group of Judeans returned to Zion, these people asked to assist with the construction of the temple in Jerusalem. But the leaders of the Judeans, Ezra and Nehemiah, refused to include them, claiming that it was impossible to know whether they were indeed Israelites who had remained in the land or a different people entirely. At this point in time, the split occurred. It became even more pronounced when here on Mount Gerizim, the Samaritan temple complex was erected in the same format as the temple in Jerusalem. Where was the Samaritan sacred precinct located? What happened to it? And who are the Samaritans today? More about that later. Please keep walking on the path and turn left at the Gvaot Olam site, facing the overlook to the west.